The tune's a little different, but the spirit's the same. You're led by the spirit of life. So hook on to the spirit of life. For in this we are all one, okay. Oh. wondering about the song. I'll explain it where you understand. I was crying before the throne for his perfect way to deliver his gospel and his plan. Open your mouth and I'll fill it with song. Put in my words of fire. Put in my words of love and you'll sing it to the world. And I'll burn it in their spirit and their mind. For he burns it in your mind. your spirit. Even burns it in your body. When you need comfort and you need to overcome something that is lashing you, you can hum inside and the word shall come within. Lash out and destroy it. You're living a day that you've read about all your life. In the scripture, you and I have read about it. We knew it was coming. But just like he said, we wouldn't know that it was coming till it was upon us. So watch and pray. You're living in a day of the changing of the age. Prophesied from Genesis to Revelation. Living in a day when Jesus was reading out of the scriptures in Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to declare, open the doors for the captives and so forth, declare the year of the Jubilee. Then he left off the next part of God's plan. He didn't say declare the vengeance, day of the vengeance of the Lord, for he knew that came at the changing of the age. But you're living in a day when vengeance of God is declared upon mankind. A frightful time for the world and the wicked, but a glorious time for the obedient. As you've well seen, power of God revealed in such a way that no demon can stand before it. Just in the flick of a breath, out they go. Doesn't take a lot of wrestling, just a whoo. Out they go. When he's declared vengeance upon Satan that has polluted his people, and upon the wicked of man that has caused that pollution, oh, they both go down in fire. They either repent, this is all she wrote. Oh, coming, and now here it is. He has opened it. He never lies. In his long suffering, it seemed like, well, maybe he lied, but he never lies. And for you that have watched and seen, you've seen enough signs and wonders to know that he's not playing. The day of vengeance of God is upon you. He requires your life at his hands. You have a choice. You can give your life to Jesus, or you'll take your life by his fire. The dawn of creation, man has rebelled against me, has chosen Satan's religious ways. Now the stink of religion has come in my nostrils. I have set my face against man. Shall do it quickly. My long suffering has come to an end. I've gathered my angels of fire all around you, and I'm ready to strike the world with my fire. You'll receive him now or never. Oh, you better listen at it too. Of God, spoken many years ago by the Apostle Paul, And when he got through speaking that, before and after, he said, I know, I'm a man, my ministry is born out of due season. He said, I'm not for this age. He said, I'm for the age of the changing of the age. But he said, I have to plant this ministry now in order that the long suffering of God can be delivered from humanity through my words. He said, I plant it now 2,000 years before it happens, so that no one can say when that day of vengeance comes that God hadn't been long suffering enough. He said, I'm sent to long suffering to plant this ministry now and let all of my words go all over the world, so that no one can accuse my Father when it comes time for his vengeance to come. That's exactly what he meant. Oh, said, I'm born out of due age, but said, I come forth planting. Listen to it. I have spoken and said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus as Lord in heaven, in earth, or in hell, in torment, you'll confess. Talking about Jesus is Lord. He's not talking about just getting saved and running your own way. The day of vengeance, Jesus must become Lord of your life, controller of your life, or you're going to be counted with the wicked out in outer darkness. I'm not kidding you. You'll be one saved so as by fire. Did you know there'll be many that are saved so as by fire? They are the ones that Jesus is not Lord of their life, and he's calling on you today to give you an opportunity to let him become your Lord. Bow your knee to him, your tongue to him, your life to him, and move into the place of safety that he provided for you. But you're living in a day of the vengeance of the Lord, and hear it again. I have spoken and said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus is Lord in heaven, in earth, or in hell, in torment, you confess. Up until now, God's people have been scattered all over the face of the earth. Some of them running after their own ways. Some of them following others around. You listening to me, Gus? Following others around, making idols out of other people, following false prophets, following their own way, making idols out of their own way, keeping the pet doctrines of their religion, of the traditions of their fathers, which were doctrines of Satan, putting them in their mind and holding them up there and worshiping them like images, worshiping the feelings of their flesh, their own ideas, worshiping the ways of the world. But God had called and I said, that's through. That Jesus is going to take control of your life or else. Oh. I am but one plan of salvation, and it doesn't involve any man. It's the living person of my son Jesus, that I placed him Lord of your life. Listen to it now. Here comes the fullness of his plan, spoken of all the way through the prophets, confirmed over in the book of Revelation, confirmed through the mouth of Jesus, that there's one standing here named John, shall not taste death until he reveal my fullness, the end. There appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, he said, I'm the beginning and the end. Here it is. Ready for it, or do you want to put it off? My new Jerusalem, I have sent down for you to enter in and be cleansed by my blood, receive my salvation. The gates are now open to you. Said, those that enter not in shall taste of my fiery wrath. I'm a God that never lies. I'm a God of truth. What I've said now forever stands. I've sworn in my wrath, and I will not repent, that I'd bring wicked man to an end. Destroy all wickedness, Satan and his demons, in the lake of fire and of hell. So you may choose the way you want it to be. Shall it be my wrath or my love? I invite you now to come or reject. Choose ye this day who you'll serve. Start out again. go back. Go back to their first love, and oh, do an obedience. Do their first works again. Listen to his plan unfold now, and we're going to start putting you through the gates. In my new Jerusalem, sent down from heaven, there are three gates to enter in. The gates to my fullness, my heavenly life, all are given you by grace through faith. One gate is a pit of fire burning in my bowels, and the bowels of your Father, who's one with me, reserved for Satan and your old Adam man. Gate number one. Pit of fire. Before he ever sent New Jerusalem down during the convention, Lord had me to move into the heavens and receive those gates and begin to bring them down. You remember? When we begin to enter in, you remember what began to happen? All at once, whew, mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost, blood and fire. You remember? You couldn't stand. You remember? Confirming his way. The next gate is a scene in my memory. The memory of your Father be a one. Where you cast your memory of your old past life, all things that condemn, the sea of forgetfulness we give you in love to free you in your new life. You receive now by grace through faith. Confessing hath been forgotten. Sin and Satan's land. Now in love, place my gates before you. Place them there for you to enter in. Enter thine into my new Jerusalem. Fullness of my life is yours. Gate number one, very simple. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Oh, head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Eye to fire. Garment all the way down to the feet. Feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace. And in your bowels, a pit of fire. And also in the bowels of my Father, in which I now place all my old workings of my own Adam nature, all working of Satan, my faith. I place them in that fire, and I accept according to your word, that they have been destroyed. Now feel the blood, just wipe them out of you. Cast them over in that fire. Oh, let him go right down. Oh. And then that sword of grace just comes down and cuts them out of you. Oh, oh, oh. Gate number one. Whoa. We're going to do it again. Gate number one. When you make that, all of it's by grace through faith. There's no works in it at all. Any kind of works destroys the grace of God. When you place it over in there and make that confession, hath been done according to your word, boy, they begin to leave your life, and then the blood, watch it. The blood come from the heel up to the top of your head. They leave your life, and then comes that sword of grace, baptized and come down upon you. That promise of the Father from said all that receive you, I give them that promise. It comes down and it cuts off behind you. Oh, all of your own life. Oh, sword of grace, the most powerful sword of God, the sword by which the wicked are judged. A sword, when it turns on the wicked, it turned into fire. But upon the obedient, it turned into a work of grace and glory. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. Oh, head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Oh, body shining with fire and glory of your resurrection. Shining like the sun, and in your bowel, and in the bowel of my Father, in a pit of fire, where I now come in faith, and place all my old nature, and all my sin, and all working of Satan, and I confess they have been destroyed. I feel the blood. In that day I place before them a pit of fire where they cast all their enemies in. And they shall rejoice in my grace as their enemies burn up before them. I see you right there before me. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. clothed, the bone, and one with my Father. Body shining in your resurrection like the noonday sun. And in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, it a pit of fire in which I confess all my sin, all my old nature, and all working of Satan hath been blazed and hath been destroyed. In the new life that you enter into, there must be in God's plan a place where you can forget your old life. It is called the Sea of Forgetfulness. Many of you, many of God's people have started out in the past, and they knew they were supposed to forget their old life, get their old past teaching, wrong teaching, working of Satan. And they tried and they tried, but they never could. By the time they thought they had it done, here come their old life upon them. Their old memories of their old life tempted them and overcame them and destroyed them. But one of the gates he places before you in his memory and in the memory of the Father is a sea of forgetfulness where you can, by grace through faith, not because of any of your works, but by grace through faith, place your old past life, even your old past religious teachings, all condemnation, all guilt. And you don't have to wonder whether they're gone or not. When that blood wipes you, you feel the sword of grace cut them off your life and purge your memory. Listen to me. Fulfilling exactly what the Apostle Paul said, that through the blood you purge your conscience from dead works. The blood is not a weak thing. It's not a religious thing, as most of you have used it. But the blood of God is a powerful thing that moves through your mind and purges out your old life. Whoa! 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 You're getting hard hit ears over here. Whoa! Whoa! Jesus, I see you right there before me, head and high, white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and one with my Father. Your body shining like the sun in the noonday stream, shining with the glory of your resurrection, and in your memory, and in the memory of my Father, is a sea of forgetfulness. Where I paced my old past life and all my mistakes and all false teaching of Satan and all condemnation. And I accept by faith that they have sunk out of sight, out of my life forever. Now feel the blood. With you, the reason that I and the Lord has had such a time with you is because of false past religious teachings. Trying to deal the truth to you, and some man poisoned your mind, some false prophet. You thought he was a man of God. And when I begin to strike at you with the word of truth, those pause and words of that man came up, or those men came up in your mind, and you began to fight me with them. And you thought you were fighting me, but you were really fighting God. And when you got off and got studying about it, he got to pouring it on you, didn't he? Because you weren't fighting me. Oh. Now you can keep holding on to all those little false teachings if you want to. And you're going to get the same reward as that false prophet that gave them to you. And you know where he's going. You know where he's going? I can tell you where he's going. Zechariah has already said where he's going. He said, the false shepherds that eat up my people, he said, I'm going to place their sins upon them. And said, in my day of judgment, he said, those sins that are there, said, I'm going to put the blood of the sins of my innocent people upon that false shepherd. And said, in that day of my judgment, he said, I'm going to strike that blood with my fire. And said, they're going to pay for the sins of my people. Oh. 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 Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. Head now, white as wool. White as snow. Ooh, clothed upon and one with my Father. With a garment all the way down to the foot. And in your memory, and in memory of my Father, is a sea of forgetfulness in which now I place all my past life, all condemnation, all my past mistakes, and I accept, according to your word, that they have sunk out of sight. Go on forever. Now feel the blood. Make it so. Oh. You see, it's not enough. And God knows it's not enough. Why you just get forgiveness of sin. The memory of those things will absolutely beat you to death. And especially in a day of religion when God, people have been polluted with religion from the, they've been polluted from there all the way up to the top of their head. You say, well, how are they polluted in their feet? Well, I'll tell you how they're polluted in their feet. They've been taught that one of these days, over on the other side of life, they're going to walk on the streets of New Jerusalem. And so plainly, God said, I sent it down out of heaven, my people, to enter in. So being polluted in the bottom of your feet. Also polluted in the seat of your breeches. Dreen, why had all these seats moved out of here? The Lord said, I said, what's wrong with some of those folks? Said they're polluted in the seat. And why? Said they've been used to sitting in religious churches. And said that was what I call the seat of the scornful. Don't you remember? I said, no, I didn't know it, but I do now. And said the very moment they sit in that seat, they identify themselves as being in a pew, an old religious church, and said Satan strikes them with a do-nothing attitude, and they sit right there and go to sleep. Oh! What's your order? He said, I gave my order when I fed the multitude with a few loaves and a few fishes. He said, I had them to start out not in the temple, but I started them out sitting on the grass, identifying themselves as being there before my Father eating. He said, that's where we'll start out. So that's where you are. You've not only been delivered out of your feet, but you've been had Satan delivered out of the seat of your breeches. Say, well, will we ever put our seat back? Oh, that's fine. It doesn't matter what you do once you get deliverance. You're not going to sit in the seat of the scornful when he says, get out of it. Some of you sit up there and held on, and just absolutely defeated you. Oh, Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Pulled the bone and one with my Father. Head now shining. White as wool, white as snow. Body like the sun in a noonday strength. And in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is that pit of fire. And in your memory, and in the memory of my Father, is that sea of forgetfulness in which I now place all my old past life, and all working of Satan, and all past mistakes. And I say by faith in your word that they have sunk out of sight, never to be remembered anymore. I feel it move up through you. Is also very necessary. If you're going to have a complete life in the Lord, if you're going to have a complete life in the Lord, you have to have the bruises healed. Your soul bruises, just like your body bruises. Did you know this? Oh, yes. He said, in that day shall I gather my people to me, and said, I shall rub them with the balm of Gilead, the ointment of my love. And he said, I shall soothe all the bruises. You know why he soothed these bruises? Because you were bruised out there in that land away from his New Jerusalem. While you were out there in that hog pen eating with the hogs. And he considers you just what you are, a prodigal son returning. Say, well, I returned when I got saved. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the parable of the prodigal son was returning to the fullness of your inheritance. So he had one gate there before you, the third gate, the one that enters you right on into the city, which is his heart of love, and that's one with the Father. And as you are absorbed into that heart, boy, he completes it. He closes it down upon you, and you feel that squeezing and moving of that love, and you know I have made it. No one has to tell you. Oh, you know you're there. Oh, all I do is lead you up to it. No, he tells you the rest of it. After I delivered in word, he does it. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. Head now, white as wool, white as snow. Oh, the bone. And one with my Father. Body shining like the sun in the noonday stream. And in your heart, the heart of my Father, I accept that I have been placed upon that heart and have been absorbed into that heart. Now feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you in there. Oh, 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 oh. Now that we put him in there, he said, do everything exactly according to the way I showed you. That I have an exact pattern, and we do it that way. As you go into the heart, what did he do? He sprinkled you with the blood. Why did he sprinkle you with the blood? Because the blood is his money. It seals every bargain that's made. It redeems and it puts his assurance on everything. Now, you knew that, didn't you? Without the blood, there is no redemption. There is no buying of yourself. There never is assurance that you're sealed in that heart unless someone by faith or you by faith receive the sprinkling of the blood as you go into that heart. You go in there and seal that bargain and you're in. Oh, well, this blood teaching. The life of God is in the blood. He said all blood belongs to me, and without blood there's no life. No remission of sin without blood. So I'm going to do it my way. That's the problem. Disregarding the blood, fixed up pretty little salvation plan, deceived you, got you in a mess. Standing up there in that pulpit saying, I'm God. They weren't God. They were God of this world, Satan. It's time for you to know it and understand it. Spouting all over the air, TV and everywhere, great swelling words. Doesn't mean a thing. Stirring you and making you say, well, I felt something. Yeah, you felt something. You felt Satan. Because there's no way for you to ever be delivered and sealed in God and ever have any assurance except through the workings of the blood. No way for you to ever be free unless you're wiped with the blood. No way for you to ever be sealed in to any of the things of God except through the sprinkling of the blood. No way for your conscience to ever be purged except through the blood. Now, you find it anywhere in the Bible that you can do it without that, and I'll eat that Bible and all the others you bring to me. Now, I mean that. So, well, I can be saved, call on them. Sure, your spirit can come alive, and then you're saved, so by fire. Your life is wasted. Oh! Now, the Apostle Paul was very plain, and he was a plumb line minister, and he said, you shall be judged by the gospel that I preach. Christ speaking in him. That's what God sent him for, is a plumb line. A minister that said, now what I speak, yet Christ in me shall judge you. Say, well, I'll not be judged by man. Oh, yes. You're judged by Christ working your ministry. And he preached the blood for the remission of sin, the blood for the purging of conscience, the blood for sealing every bargain with God. Said, by faith in the blood, no other way. Oh, Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Head and eye, white as wool, white as snow. Body shining with the glory of your resurrection. And in your heart, and in the heart of my Father, I accept that my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being hath been placed upon your heart and hath been absorbed into your heart. How do you feel the Holy Ghost baptized you right in there? I feel him pull down upon you. Oh, 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 oh. Start getting them back there from the back, anywhere. Start putting them through the gates. Oh, Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Oh, head and eye, white as wool, white as snow. Oh, body shining with the glory of your resurrection. And in your heart, heart of my Father, I accept that I have been placed upon your heart and have been absorbed into your heart. Now just feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you right on that heart. Just close it down upon you. Get the gate number. Get them up there and get started. singing out loud.
Start right there. And you start.
In my new Jerusalem sent down from heaven, there are three gates for you to enter in. The gates to my fullness, my heavenly life, all are given you by grace through faith. Oh, tell your children this next song.
Are you able to hear?
When they ask you from where did we come?
Oh, okay.
Tell them of the three gates of grace.
Hold it. Can you hold him? Are you able to stand?
In your new Jerusalem.
Oh,
sent
it's all
down
right. You're
from
not.
Above.
Lord Jesus. See, you're right there before. Rolled up on him, one with my father. Head high, white as wool. White as snow. Oh, body shining like a resurrection. And in your bowels. And in the bowels of my father. In a pit of fire. In which I say, I have great.